Krisus Perek Vov Mishnah Vov. We're going now to a halacha that's negeya, that's miyuchid to the parsha of Oshom. Oshom, by the way, means either an Oshom Talui, which we've learned now about extensively, as well as the other Ashamois, which is Hasham Shivcha Charufa, Hasham Gzelois, Hasham Meilois. So an Oshom has to be an ayil. An ayil, by the way, is defined as a keves, who's more than 1 year old until 2 years old. As I state Mishnah in Para. And the Gzeis HaKosuv is, the Rav brings, that he has to be worth Shnei Slom. It's Gzeis HaKosuv. Ad kedei kach, that what happens if there's a flood on the market of Ayolois, and the price is devalued? So the Rambam says, he can bring the carbon. It's not a din because he has to pay more money not to scrimp on the carbon. Even if the nicest keves in the world, the nicest aisle in the world, is worth less, it's ma'akiv and the etzim chalois kedushas carbon. So he's going to have to wait till the price goes up in order to bring his carbon. Very interesting, Zez HaKosov. So Mishnah says this, HaMafrish Tei Sloim La'oshom V'lokach Behem Shnei En La'oshom. It could be Magdish money to be used to buy a carbon oshom. And Lamaisa then, he brought Shtei Elim for an oshom. Which means, the Mefarshim explained, the price went up. Originally he was Mafish Shtei Sloim, and each aisle would have been worth one seller, but it can't be yoyed to the carbon that way. The fact that the aisle that now he's going to bring, he takes the Shtei Sloim, and that's used for one Oshem, that's the price of one Oshem. And that Oshem is kosher because it's worth now Shtei Sloim, even though B'Shas HaFrosha of the money, it was not worth Shtei Sloim. But it's okay, because it's totally in the value B'Shas Kapor. So now, what does he do with the second one? The first one is worth Shtei Sloim, so he has a kosher of carbon. But he can't bring the second one. V'Hasheni Yira Atshi Yistoyev. Wait till it becomes a Balmum. V'Yimocha V'Yiplu Dovov L'Nedovov. We've seen that Moiser Oshem Linadova, it goes to Linadova's Kobanas Oilo of the Tzibur. Lokach Behem, he took the Shtei Sloim that he was Mafish, and he buys with the Chnei Elim Lechulin. It was Oiva Me'ilo. No, Pashta Me'ilo. Echod Yofe Shtei Sloim. One of the Elim now, when he's Moil, is worth Shtei Sloim. The Echod Yofa Asorazuz, and one of them is worth Asorazuz. Asorazuz, by the way, is two Sloim and a Chomish. So here's what you should do. Hayofa Shtei Sloim, the one that's worth Shtei Sloim, Yikrav La Shomoy. It's not automatic. What it means is Batim, the Isle is Chulin now, because he took the money and he bought an Isle Lashem Chulin. He was Maitzila De Chulin. So the Behemoth is pure Chulin. But what he could do is, in order he could be yoytze his Hasham Me'ilois, by being magdish and being makriv this aisle as an oshem, because it's worth Shtei Sloim. He's not spending more than what he has to spend. Now what he does is he's yoytze his oshem with that, the original oshem that he was mechuyev, the hasheni, the second aisle, which is now worth 2.5, L'milosa, he could be yoytze yidei mi'ilo, which means he could be yoytze yidei tashlum of his mi'ilo. Now, l'chari, he's wasting money because he has, it's worth 10 shekel, and he's really only mechuyiv much less than that. So, he's not mechuyiv to spend that much money. It just means he could give that to the gizbar and be yoytze tashlum mi'ilo. Plus, what he's going to have to do is Lamaisi is going to have to buy another behemoth. So he's going to have to buy another behemoth that's worth Shtei Sloim, and with that bring his carbon. This is Lamaisi, the Pashto reading in the Mishnah, this is the way the Rav says it. Lamaisi, the Rambam's Mechadish, over here in the Pirushim Mishnais, and he passes in Lalocha, and Hilchos Me'ilah Perek Daled, Gevaldik Chiddush, that since the original Sloim that he put aside, that he was Moilin, were put aside for buying carbonos. So now what he could do is he could take the sheni that's worth asorazuz, lemi'ilosoi, and by buying a carbon, his yoytzi day, his tashlamila. Because the tashlamila was anyways a tashlam of money that was miyuchid for a carbon. So by buying a carbon, he's yoytzi that. Anyway, the Rav doesn't hold to that. Chiddush, the tashlum doesn't have to be a separate tashlum of money. It could be a tashlum lefi the intent of that which the money was miyuchid for. Chiddush. Let's say he took shtei sloim, that he was mafrish shtei elim. The next case in the Mishnah is echod la'oshom, the echod l'chulin. One of them he took the money, he brought a carbon oshom. And one of them, Itaka brought money that was miyuchid b'kachim, and he took it for a chulin. If when he's come to bring his carbon, hayushal oshom, the first one was the oshom, Yofesh shtei sloim, it was worth shtei sloim, yiklav la'ashome, his yotzi de'ashome, because it has to be shtei sloim. The asheni, the second one, limi losoi, the way we explained before. He's going to take this aisle, he's going to be magdashit, even though he bets him, he bought an animal, l'chulun, he'll be magdashit, and he'll bring that for his asham mi'ilois. V'yovi imo, sela v'chumsha, I'll have to bring with it the sela v'chumsha, which is the value, plus the chaymish, because that's always, tashlum of mi'ilah is always b'keren, the chaymish. Mishnah Zayin, now we're talking about hafroshas chatois. Previous Mishnah, we're talking about oshon. Hamafrish chatois, chatosoi, is mafrish a carbon for a chet mesum v'meis, and he wasn't makrivit. Leiviyana b'nei achrov, a carbon for a chet could only be brought by the miskaper, who's the one who did the averu. A carbon oilo, the baal ha-carbon bequeaths his meirish, his bailus in the carbon, and the son becomes the miskaper with certain limitations because he's not mamish the miskaper, he's the yerush who stepped into the role of being the miskaper. But for a chet, it's not shaykh. B'chlam ha-melo, the carbon is not brought. This halacha we know, by the way, extensively from Maseches Tmura. We're going to bring it over here to be mechadish things that are mechadish here. He also can't divert a carbon that was set aside for one chet. It's a chat, what the Gemara calls a chatas chelev, can't become a chatas Shabbos. But that example is lavdafka. Look how the Mishnah says it. Afilu, the Mishnah says as a chiddush, al chelev sho'ochal emesh, lo yivien al chelev sho'ochal ayoyim. Even the same avera, just on separate days, also you can't bring from one to the other. Shenema, the pasuk says, korbonoi al chatos soy. It's his carbon, dafka, not somebody else. First halacha of the Mishnah, al chatosoy, and this specific chet, sheyehei korbono l'shem chetoy, korbonoy has to be l'shem that chet. Achrenim grapple with a problem over here. The Bailim is thinking that the korban chatos chelev that was set aside yesterday, today should be a korban chatos Shabbos. What he thinks is not relevant. The psul shalei l'shmo, Shalai l'shem ba'olel, are all machshavos that are had by the koyin b'shas avoida. The way we learned in the Zvachim Menachos. They're not had by the Bailam. The Bailam stands and thinks that a korban oil should be a korban shalom. It doesn't render it shalai l'shmo. It's only the intent of the oivid. So what do we care that he's here? And he's thinking that the chatas chelev should turn out to a chatas Shabbos. It is a chatas Shabbos who was hukdash l'shem kach, it's brought l'shem kach. It sounds like the korban doesn't work. And the answer is, the carbon is kosher. The problem is, in order for a person to be a miskaper, he has to be in that mode. If a person thinks to himself that I'm being miskaper with that carbon on my avera of Shingigas Shabbos, and the carbon itself is Hukdash L'Shem Chatas Chelev, it is a Chatas Chelev. So he doesn't get a kapara for the Chatas Shabbos because it's a Chatas Chelev. He also doesn't get a kapara for what he's thinking. I'm sorry, he doesn't get a kapara for what he's thinking because it's not that. He also doesn't get a kapara for that because he's in the mental mode of it being something else. So he's not a miskaper. The korban itself is kosher. We'll give a dugma chitzoin of the same type of idea. The Rambam's mechadish could be from a Yerushalmi, could be from his understanding of a Gemara Zvachim Daf Mem Ches. Famous Shver Rambam, where the Rambam says that if a person brings a korban chatos, and the kavona is l'shem chulin, so it's not posel, but lo yotzi de chavosoi. And the question is twofold. Karban chatas, if it's shalei l'shmo, the shalei l'shmo and karban chatas pasels. Question number one. How could you say that it's kosher, but it's not miratza, which is the status of a shalei l'shmo in the regular karbonas, not in the karban chatas? A. Kasha number two is that a mechavin l'shem chulin is not a machshava peselas. Has to be l'shem korban acher, not l'shem chulin.
And the answer is clearly that the Rambam is not really referring to Shalei Lishma. The carbon itself is kosher. A machshava l'shem chul doesn't change the carbon. But a miskaper has to be a miskaper b'machshava. If he's thinking, if the one who's doing the avodah is thinking l'shem chulin, then it's not mechaper. Not that there's a problem with the carbon. There's a problem with the kapara of the carbon. So he has to bring another carbon. Look at some type of tzushtelta over here.